Britain.
Flightless birds. Penguins versus modernism. An empty pool at London Zoo.
Set between the llamas and the land of the lions, the penguin pool in London Zoo is a mini modernist masterpiece. Built in 1934 and designed by Bertolt Lubetkin, it is sleek, swooshy and perfectly proportioned. Its cantilevered concrete ramps, slender as apple peelings, were revolutionary. There was just one problem. The penguins didn't like it. The refurbished concrete hurt their feet. The elegantly shallow pool was too shallow. The minimalist white walls hurt their eyes. London Zoo's keepers do not like to talk about penguins being happy or unhappy. It is anthropomorphizing. But, says Jessica Fryer, team leader of penguins and flying birds at the zoo, some of the penguins' feet became so sore they developed a foot disease that, in its severest form, can lead to penguins being put down. It may not be possible to say whether penguins are happy or unhappy, but dead is definitely worse than alive. The penguins were moved out in 2004. The pool has been empty ever since. Lubetkin's daughter has suggested it is time to blow it to smithereens, but that is not an option, for it is listed. It cannot be repurposed and certainly not re-porpoised, as it is too shallow and not right for other animals. The penguin pool has become a white elephant. In some ways, its fate is emblematic of that of modernism in Britain. At first, the country embraced this minimalist architectural style with its ethos that less is more and ornament is crime. But from around the 1960s, Britain fell dramatically out of love with it. Architects may like geometric designs. A film in the 1930s celebrated the fact that the zoo no longer dealt in artificial reproduction of animals' natural surroundings. But organic animals, argues Thomas Heatherwick, a designer, have organic needs. There is a mental health aspect to buildings. That is true for a penguin as much as it is for a human. Penguins were, for a time, modernist pin-ups. Those at London Zoo inspired the logo of Penguin, a pioneering publisher. Socially, too, they were modernisers. In an era when many claimed homosexuality was unnatural, penguins proved otherwise. Edwardian-era Antarctic explorers had observed males having sex not only with female penguins, but also with male ones and with dead ones. This helped change heteronormative assumptions, or, as one Edwardian put it, there seems to be no crime too low for these penguins. Britain's social revolution has moved on. Today, the zoo's website bears the banner, "Some penguins are gay, get over it." Necrophilia, perhaps a taboo too far, is not mentioned. But its modernist revolution has fared less well. Lubetkin once wrote that his buildings cry for a world which has never come into being. And in London Zoo, a soft summer rain falls into an empty penguin pool.